Comedy Pilot Week, we're showcasing new comedians to the show, and a guy that has been around comedy for a couple of decades now, for at least that, Bridge, Greg Fleet.
Well, some people call him Greg, some people call him Fleety, and his mother calls him Greg Allen Saltonstall Fleet. Greg Fleet!
Hey. I've never forgiven the woman for that.
Saltonstall?
Yeah, that's her. It's her maiden name.
Right.
She hated her husband so much that she forced her maiden name on me.
Now, mate, I know with Christmas, Christmas does divide a lot of people. Some people think it's about Santa, and others think it's all about the nativity scene and the birth of Jesus, and all about the Bible and getting to church. What are your views on this?
I always thought it was a kind of combo of both. Yeah. I always thought it was like, you know, Santa at the manger holding a baby, but, you know, being really hot, obviously, in the desert.
Yeah.
But, I've actually studied a lot about the Bible. One thing that gets me about the Bible that's a bit annoying is that there's like all baby Jesus, and that's really interesting. And I mean, you know, how good's baby Jesus? He's a magic baby. Like, what's not to love about that?
Yes.
And there's the three wise men who, I don't know exactly how wise they are. They were just wandering around the Middle East until they met a baby deity. And then one of them went, I reckon he's in that shed. And he was.
How good's that?
But they brought him gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Mm. Now, don't you reckon the guys who brought him gold and frankincense would really hate the guy that brought him myrrh? I reckon they'd be like, Gary, you do this every time. Like, we've brought him gold and frankincense. That stuff costs a bomb. What have you brought him? And he'd just be like, myrrh?
Hang on. My naturopath just prescribed me with myrrh, and it's expensive.
It's a real thing.
It's a real thing, and it's expensive, and I was just given it recently, and I had to pay a bomb for it.
I take back everything I've said about the third wise man.
He's a very wise man.
Wow, myrrh is a real thing. But one other thing I found out, and this is controversial, is that large chunks of the Bible were written under the influence of drugs, and there's actually drug references all the way through the Bible.
No.
There's one bit in the Bible where a guy called Moses goes up onto this mountain, and he takes these tablets with him,
right?
And he sees some pretty weird stuff up there too, and not only that, he comes back a prophet. Now, you do not go up a mountain with tablets and come back a prophet unless you've been selling this stuff. So Moses was a dealer, the Mo Man, doing it for the cash. And that's not the only drug reference in the Bible. There's one other bit where a guy actually gets stoned to death. I reckon that'd be all right, you know. If someone said to me, we're going to have to kill you, we can crucify you, that'll take 3 or 4 days, or you can smoke 753 joints, I wouldn't even wait for the thinking. but
also, look, there's been a lot of dramas here. You want to talk about the bit about the sharks?
I don't like the way that people go, oh, we've got to kill sharks.
Yeah.
We kill all the sharks, you know, because... And the argument seems to be is that, we have to kill them because they kill us. And I sort of think, well, hang on, we kill sharks all the time. Like, you know, they go, oh, yeah, but they eat us, you know, but we eat them. Like, fish and chips is shark, essentially. Well, I mean, not the chips, sure. But the fish is shark, right? And so I reckon if you don't want to be eaten by a shark, here's some really good advice.
Right.
Never, ever eat fish and chips at a fish and chip shop that can be seen from the ocean.
Oh,
okay, right.
Because sharks just sit out the back watching and waiting. You know, you come out eating a bit of flake, they just go, he's eating Gary. Right. But I was told, I don't know what you guys were told growing up, but we had one teacher in particular who used to say to us, did you know that you can actually have your leg bitten off by a shark and you don't even know that it's happened? Even as a kid, I used to think, I find that fairly hard to believe myself. I mean, surely you'd notice in a couple of days, you know. You think, geez, I'm leaning fairly heavily to the left here.
Greg Fleet as part of Comedy Pilot Week with AJ Bridge and Spider.